there's been a shift. Minnesota and Michigan first made attempts to disqualify Donald Trump under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Then, of course, we saw what happened in Colorado, which essentially went through three courts, the trial court, the appellate court, and then finally the Supreme Court of Colorado. And they ruled in a sort of a very, you know, remarkable decision, because basically the Supreme Court out in the Rocky Mountains made findings of fact that, yes, there was an insurrection. Yes, Donald Trump is responsible for it. And no, he's now can no longer run for president. Those are findings that no other court is even considered. That's what made Colorado so unusual. Today, what's unusual is Maine did the same thing, but there's no court. They didn't even go to the trial court. There's a little quirk in Maine's election laws. You know, most states, again, I don't know about the District of Columbia, but the secretaries of state are usually in charge of statewide elections. That's their job. That's why Donald Trump, remember, called the secretary of state in Georgia to find me the 11,000 votes, because that's the person who handles elections. So in Maine, basically, you don't have to go to a court. In fact, you don't go to a court. You make your arguments directly to the Secretary of State, and he or she then rules on it. So five different citizens of Maine, all Democrats, made their arguments, and the Secretary of State just today made a ruling, a written ruling, essentially disqualifying Donald Trump from the primary ballot.
Does this increase pressure on the U.S. Supreme Court to settle this once and for all the states?
You know, it's a good question. I would have said anyway, Dimitri, they're going to hear it, right? Because, you know, they already know that 30 states are in somewhere involved in trying to figure this out. And you had one state that went straight to the Supreme Court. And then, of course, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled in the opposite. So whenever there's sort of a conflict between the states, the Supreme Court always steps in. And because this raises a constitutional question, does the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause, which was essentially drafted to deal with the possibility that Confederate generals would run for office, does it apply to Donald Trump and what happened on January 6th? I think the Supreme Court definitely wants to weigh in on that.
Unlike Trump's D.C. federal trial, which could be pushed back, some people would be very upset if it was, but it could be, we're talking about ballots here and voting, and we're getting very close to the primaries and caucuses. It seems that urgency is, you know, top priority here.
So, Dimitri, you know, even in the era of 2023, when you think about printing on demand, right, we all can print stuff in our house. Apparently, it takes a long time to print ballots. And then, you know, apparently, I was surprised to learn what the deadline is in order for March 5th or Super Tuesday. It seems like, what? You need that many weeks to get it going? And they say, yeah, you do. You've got to mail it to expatriates. You have to, you know, people that are living outside of the United States. You have to mail it to the military. They're stationed all over the world. And, you know, we're the government. We don't move so quickly. So that's why, you know, there is a certain urgency. That's exactly what Jack Smith was concerned about as well, because he knows he needs to get something done before Super Tuesday. That's the goal for so many of them. And yes, that's going to be probably on the Supreme Court's mind in accepting an emergency appeal now, precisely because of this issue directly goes to the concept of election. Remember, the founding fathers really believed in representative democracy. They loved the idea of people going to vote, right? And so what's really what's interesting about what happened in Colorado and Maine is you're telling the citizens of your state, yeah, you can vote, but you can't vote for your guy. You could vote for the quarterback of the college team. You could write on a ballot Mickey Mouse, but in Colorado, you can't write in Donald Trump.